You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. With a sharp 62% decline in net foreign direct investment to India in FY24 and a looming crisis in finding non-budget funds to finance infrastructure projects, the centre is preparing a multi-pronged action plan to attract long-term capital of an additional $50 billion per year from abroad. Patient capital, as both debts and equity, is being sought to be tapped. According to official sources, talks have been initiated with many countries, including the US and key European nations, where finance capital is parked. A complementary plan is to create a couple of funds under the NIFF to pool investments in specific infrastructure projects. The action plan involves readying a clutch of large investable projects where investors have little to worry about return on investments. Meanwhile, with the RBI pushing fintech firms towards calibrated growth, investors in them companies are turning cautious. In a recent meeting, the banking regulator asked lending-focused fintechs to cut down growth. Entities growing at over 30% have been asked to keep growth at 15 to 20%, say industry sources. Anisha Patnaik, founder Lex Start Partners, said that this directive is a double-edged sword for fintech startups. While it is vital to have robust systems and practices in place, investors also seek high growth rates in a promising sector like fintech. As per data from the Digital Fifth, investments in fintech segment fell to $203 million in the first 4 months of 2024, indicating a more selective approach towards the segment. Moving on, while China emerged as India's largest goods trading partner, outdoing the US by a modest $116 million in the last financial year, it is the US that has delivered consistent trade surpluses for India year on year. Merchandise trade with China stood at $118.4 billion in FY24 on the back of 4.04% growth, while with the US there was a contraction of 8.59% to $118.2 billion. India's exports to the US had dropped 1.3% to $77.5 billion, while imports were down 19.8% to $40.7 billion. In China's case, the exports grew 8.8% to $16.6 billion, and imports were up 3.29% to $101.7 billion. That is, trade deficit with China crossed the $85 billion mark. Over to industry. Boston Consulting Group will prepare a three-year roadmap to transform state-owned Bharat Sanchar Nigam so that it can effectively compete with private telecom operators. BSNL will be paying BCG Group Rs. 132 crore for advisory service, sources said. The key areas on which BCG will advise the loss-making telecom service provider include reducing operational cost, improving revenue, providing better customer experience, leveraging emerging technologies to improve sales, and sales and marketing strategies in line with industry benchmarks. Sources said BCG will devise strategies and also help implement them. JSW Energy is evaluating over half a dozen deals in the renewable energy space, where financial investors are looking to sell their investments. Ritesh Vinay, Chief Financial Officer and Director, said that fund lives are ending for some of these investors. Seven such sale processes are underway and they are looking at all of them. While he did not name the deals, these projects/companies have a capacity between 500 megawatts to 3,000-4,000 megawatts each. The company has renewable capacity of 7.3 gigawatts now and plans to reach 10 gigawatts by FY25 and 20 gigawatts of RE by 2030. To put these numbers in context, its peers Adani Green Energy and Renew have either crossed 10 gigawatts mark or looking to cross the milestone shortly in operational RE capacities. In the tech world, YouTube seems to be rolling out the humming music search game for you. Android's YouTube Music app is rolling out the said, letting users easily find the tunes stuck in their head, the lyrics of which they can't recall. YouTube Music introduces a new AI feature that will allow you to find songs by humming or singing, even without knowing the lyrics. The feature lets you hum, whistle, sing, or play a recording of a song to figure out what it is. The new feature can search songs quite faster than Shazam. Reports from 9to5 Google suggest that it has officially spotted the new feature in the YouTube Music application for Android with version 7.02 or higher. Lastly, let's look at stocks in focus today. These include Adani Ports, Cochin Shipyard, Divi's Lab, NTPC, Aurobindo Pharma, Manappuram Finance, and Hindustan Copper, among others. State-run power generator NTPC Limited reported a consolidated net profit of ₹6,490.05 crore for the fourth quarter of FY23-24, marking a 33% increase from ₹4,871.5 crore in the same period last year. On the other hand, Hindustan Copper, a state-owned enterprise, announced a 6% decline in its consolidated net profit to ₹124.33 crore for the March quarter. This compares to consolidated net profit of ₹132.31 crore reported in the corresponding period last year. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.